You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Oh, welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. There's no better place than the one you call home. Doesn't it deserve the right protection? Talk to an Allstate agent today about home insurance and let the good life in. Nathan Zagura, Jason Gibbs here today. Gibbs, how was your weekend? We talked about my weekend. How was your weekend?
You know what? It was really good. It was not bad. I actually Sunday helped a fellow coworker of yours out, Mr. Rob McBurnett, doing a little moving. So,
Oh, nice.
Gave him a little assist moving into his new place.
Got a new abode.
Good, much better abode. So I helped him out there. Just kind of chilled out a little bit. Friday night, we're doing a little car shopping.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Have you talked to the good folks at Liberty Ford?
Actually, we have been on the phone with them quite a few times about a little – we like the Flex. Trying to find a Flex in the state of Ohio is near impossible.
Really? It's a fine automobile.
It has sparked the lady's interest. The lady wants to trade in her SUV, so we're going through that process of – going through and looking at vehicles and vehicle shopping. Saturday night, did a little cocktailing for my buddy Johnny McDonald, his big birthday. Happy birthday,
nice.
Johnny Mac.
Happy birthday, Johnny Mac.
Things got a little crazy, and then he had to leave because his basement was taken on water because the end of the world was coming here Saturday with the rain we had. You missed out on like 5 inches of rain in 12 hours.
And let me tell you something. It was between 95 and 85, and I didn't see a cloud in the sky in California.
What is it going to get to 85 here?
Who knows?
It's a little ridiculous.
I don't know.
And
California is in a drought, though.
My golf course is like underwater.
Yeah, and California's in a drought. They're like, can you send us some of your weather?
Well, and like Houston. Houston made up. They don't have a drought anymore. They were like 5 years in a drought, and now after all the rain they've had, they're 2 inches like above where they should be.
Yeah,
droughts are tough. Come on. Give us some decent weather. I'm hearing this weekend's going to be all right. But it was a good weekend.
So.
It wasn't bad. I mean, did our thing, and, we're getting through it and rocking and rolling. Yeah, no, we've been dealing with the fine folks at Liberty Ford in Parma.
Ah, good. Yes, indeed. Parma Heights.
Yes, good group of guys there.
And they're all also available to you in Solon.
Yes.
Maple Heights, Parma Heights. Brunswick.
Vermilion.
Oh.
There we go.
Yeah. So are you dealing with Mike Herrick is the big, that's Parma Heights. Mike Herrick store.
Is that Mike's store?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We have a friend of ours that we were working through there that's a manager and a couple other guys.
Okay. I mean, have you dropped your affiliation with Cleveland Browns Daily?
I have not yet. Because, well, we spent the weekend, we were kind of going around. She had a list of SUVs she wanted to try.
Okay.
And I said, honey, what's the stipulation? She goes, it's got to have a sunroof, and it's got to have a third row. So that eliminated quite a few things.
Sunroof, third row. Okay,
yep.
Got it. I'm good
so far. We just kind of hopped in and out of places. Test drive here, test drive there, doing our thing and just trying to figure out, which one she liked, which one she didn't. Like I said, the Flex, you can't beat the cost on the Flex.
No.
And the features and everything you get, it's a pretty impressive vehicle. And it was one of those, they pulled it up. Because I said, I talked to one of my buddies on Saturday night. He goes, hey, my wife and I got a Flex. You should take a look at the Flex. And I said, I thought about that, but, we just didn't see one. So we brought it up, and they bring the vehicle out. And my girlfriend's like, kind of looks like a box on wheels. And I'm like, I think it's better than that. We got in the vehicle. She's like, this is going to end up being one of my favorite cars to drive. And she likes it a lot. We just got to figure out the pricing and see if there's a Ford Flex from 2015 that are in the state of Ohio. You would be shocked how few there are.
It is.
It's a popular vehicle.
I am shocked to hear you say it.
Yeah, it's. We went through, I think we looked through all the Liberty Fords, and there might be two or three in stock.
Okay.
It's a very popular vehicle.
Okay. All right, well, as it should be.
Yeah, so we're working on it. We're working out the details. Hopefully we can, hopefully we can figure out something. I didn't know that was Mike Herrick's store, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to ask for the boss man when I walk.
Yeah, come on.
That's
Liberty. You're Liberty.
I didn't know where, I know Dustin's out in Maple Heights.
Uh-huh, and, correct.
Bumbo.
Bamboo.
Bamboo is out in Brunswick.
No, he's right? In Solon.
Is he in Solon?
Yeah.
Man, who's in Brunswick?
I believe Rich Shagabash.
That's it. I confuse them all.
Yeah.
I got some buddies that work there, work at some of those too, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, very good, very good. All right, we got some phone calls. 216-578-0850. Jim Herrick, by the way, just text me while we're on the air. Tell Gibbs to use my name and we'll take great care of him. By the way, Mike's wife is in Rainbow's having a baby as we speak, so congratulations to
nice.
Mike Herrick and another addition to the Liberty Ford family. So good luck to Jim and Mike and their family. That is very exciting, and a grandchild for Jim. New addition to the family. So, yes. So, Gibbs, get on out there.
Well, we've been out there. We've been out there twice.
All right.
They're working hard for us. But well, I will drop,
just,
I will
they
drop
said
the
drop
name
Jim Herrick. That's a good name to drop.
I'll drop that.
You drop. You do that. You do that.
Perfect.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines, 216-578-0850. Calling up. People want to talk a little bit about Vegas, and I'm always good to talk about Vegas. James in Sugar Creek, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Thanks for taking the call. Two things you got to do when you go out. They're both at the Cosmo. On the third floor, there's this spot called Secret Pizza. There's no signs. You kind of got to know where it is to find it, but it's down
hence
a long
the name.
Hallway. It's called Secret Pizza.
That's what I'm saying. Hence the name. No signs. It's right. Secret.
Right. If you call the phone, they won't answer and say, hey, Secret Pizza. They just pick up the phone and say, hey.
Okay.
The other thing you got to do there is there's three bars that are stacked on top of each other in the middle of the casino floor.
Like in the chandelier?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Go to the one in the middle, the second one.
Okay.
At second floor, go to the bar and order a verbena. It's not on the menu. It's a special drink that they used to carry, but they don't anymore. It comes with this little flower that you chew on, and then after you chew on it, every sip of the drink after that tastes different through the whole thing.
And it's awesome. Called a verbena?
Verbena.
Okay.
For sure. You got to check it out.
All right. Thank you very much. I like that. I've never heard of that. I wonder what the flower is. Some kind of magical flower. Very exciting. All right. Let's go now to Mark in Vegas. Mark, what you got for me?
Gentlemen, how you doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
Not too bad. I would love to play tour guide. So far, what I've been hearing is the tourist traps.
Okay. All right.
Well, hey, speaking of food that you guys were talking about, we're right around the corner from Batista's. There is a small little casino called Ellis Island. It's on Colville Avenue in Flamingo.
Okay. Ellis right. Island Casino. Okay.
$7.99. You get a New York strip, green beans, salad, rolling butter, and a handcrafted beer.
And it's good.
Oh, it's awesome. It's you need a fork to cut it, the steak.
That's awesome.
Really?
In the same location,
okay.
They have, for the same price, a barbecue restaurant that you get a half a slab of ribs, half a chicken, and guarantee, well, you might be able to eat the whole thing. I only take half of it, take the other half home.
Any place that I can wet my beak for $7.99 sounds pretty darn good.
Well, the beers are $1.
Okay.
Yeah, so the handcrafted beers are $1. Now, if you feel like day drinking, okay, and this is the tour guide in me.
Okay.
Right around by Margaritaville.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you got a casino called Harrah's. And
yeah.
Outside, you got live music. It's called Carnival Court. And it's all free, except for the drinks, of course.
Yep.
Live music on Fremont Street. Now, it depends on if you go on the weekends or the weekdays. They have free acts on Fremont Street during the course of the week and on the weekends.
Okay.
And sometimes it's nationally known acts.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's so many things I could tell you about. You know, like Brooklyn Bowl's brand new. That's by the Ferris Wheel. They have, you know, all national acts. A lot of times it's free to get in.
I'm taking notes all over the place right now.
Oh, please do. I mean, seeing that I'm living here, I really don't do the tour, strip area,
Right.
I go to the areas where, the concerts are free and, the drinks are cheap. I stay away from the traps,
Yes. There is an allure of the strip, though. Everybody, there's an allure, but it's nice to find hidden gems because, especially with I'm going to be there for 5 days. I've got to find my way off of the strip at times.
You got to.
Yeah.
You got to have a little fun. I mean, that's, like you said, you can tie one on when the boys come to town. but like for the first few days, get out a little bit.
See right.
some sights, do some things, have a little fun, see some things maybe you wouldn't see when you're normally in Vegas.
Like, I've never gone to the Hoover Dam.
The Dam Dam.
Is that, I mean, is that anywhere, have you ever, have you?
I've never been. I really should.
I want to take like a helicopter tour, but yep. I'm terrified of helicopters.
Well, especially since that helicopter just crashed into a side of a mountain in Alaska. Did you see that?
No.
It's an Alaska cruise. They were taking a scenic tour. Helicopter just slammed into the side of the mountain.
Probably
not funny, but
no,
they're all dead.
Gibbs.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
I'm just saying, avoid the helicopter right now, man.
Okay, yeah, no. I've always been scared of helicopters. It doesn't make sense to me. I understand fundamentally that you can power anything with enough of like a jet, you know, propulsion system off of the earth. The blade spinning above, and I get the physics of it, that it works clearly, I don't get. So I don't get helicopters per se. And with a plane, if, you know, one of the engines goes out, you have the other engine, you can probably make it. If your little, you know, propeller at the top or whatever it's called, if that goes down, forget about it. And I don't want any of that. Philip Rossi hits me up on Twitter and says, check out Rise Rabbit Lie in the Cosmopolitan. He says they have a $1,200 lobster meal. Are you offering to pay for that, Philip? A $1,200 lobster meal. That must be the exact opposite of the $7.99 New York strip. I don't think you can probably get any more disparate in two meals there in Las Vegas. All right, 216-578-0850. When we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls. Listen, Russell Wilson wants to be the highest paid player in the National Football League. Do you agree with that? No, I don't agree with it. I think it's crazy. I don't even think he's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL,
idiocy.
Let alone a top 10 player.
Idiocy.
I think it's lunacy. If I'm the Seahawks.
But if I'm the Browns.
You want to keep
and
him.
I need a quarterback.
You're trading for Russell Wilson?
Maybe I'm taking a flyer.
It's not a flyer. I mean, he's good, but he's not that good. Wouldn't you rather take a flyer on Kaepernick?
I don't know.
All right, we'll talk about it when we come back. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And try to change my mind, not intentionally.